Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, Hawaii has the highest electricity rates in the country, and in response, we have become one of the largest markets for solar energy in the country. As our demand for electricity continues to rise, we increasingly must turn towards renewable energy there.
What's your electricity cost, Senator, if I could ask you? Do you know?
You know, I haven't paid my bill in Hawaii for, for a while. But
forgive the question.
It is. It's 27 cents per kilowatt hour. Yes.
Wow, that's quite.
That is.
That's very high, that's for sure.
Yes.
So solar energy works.
And solar energy is something that would certainly help the cause there. And,
sure.
Yet the budget presented by the Secretary significantly decreases the funding for renewable energy technologies, and in particular when our government should be increasing investment in new technologies like solar energy. The administration has decided to keep funding flat. My question to you is, according to the President's Solar America Initiative, the second year of the program was expected to be funded at $175 million. And my question to you is, why did the administration decide to curb this program after only 1 year?
I don't know the specific program that you refer to, but it is supposed to be flat, at least according to the figures I have. We've got roughly $150 million that we had asked for in 07, and we have asked for the same amount in 08, if that's what you referred to. And what your suggestion was that we had originally said that the 08 number should be $175 million?
That's correct.
I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you that I believe that this is enough such that we can accomplish that which we need to accomplish in terms of funding the development of photovoltaic technology. Here again, I feel that it's very important to observe what is going on in the private sector. And I will tell you that a lot of people are coming out of the memory business in Silicon Valley and are starting their own PV businesses. And that's a major source of activity to the venture capital community in Silicon Valley. So I think you're going to find a lot of interest, and you're going to find at the kind of prices you're talking about, you'll find a lot of takers, I would think, in California. In terms of the industrial activity there. So I don't know, I can't give you anything more on this other than we think between what they're doing, what's going on in other private companies in other parts of our country, together with this $148 million, that's quite a sizable, and that's largely at NREL, out at the Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado, it's a very substantial commitment.
Well, let me quickly then ask you a question about hydrogen. I'm pleased to see the increase of $19.5 million in FY 2008 requests for hydrogen fuel initiative in what we call EERE.
Yep.
The budget states that increased funding is proposed to expand research in several areas for hydrogen, such as hydrogen production from renewables. Can you explain how much of the increase across all parts of the DOE budget is allocated to renewable production of hydrogen, not just the portion from EERE?
I have the figures. I happen to have the figures here in 08, in the 08 budget. The total is $306 million. That's how much money is in the budget that has been proposed by the President. Of that, two-thirds, $213 million, is in EERE, and the balance is in the creation of hydrogen using nuclear energy. The nuclear energy, the advanced fuel cycle, that's $22 million. The fossil energy is 11 million, and the science office has been focusing is almost $60 million. And so that would also fall into the category of renewable energy.
Well,
so all of that is up some almost $20 million from the request for last year, and is up $70 million from 06. So it's, you know, a substantial increase.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that. Let me close by asking you, and for the record, if you could provide what the budget proposals for the budget of hydrogen from non-renewable sources, and just for the comparison, and I would really appreciate that.
From non-renewable sources?
Yes. It's for comparison purposes. I just wanted to
okay.
Some information about that.
I'll be happy to do it.
Yes.